Hi, I'm Susan Evans from SusanEvans.org, and today I'm going to be talking about prayer and provision. That is, how our prayers affect God in His provision for us. There are many scriptures that command us to pray for what we need, and scriptures that say that God will provide. I'll go ahead and read Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34, and then I'll show you how in my own life God has provided in many ways, and actually what the key is. The key, I'll tell you that straight up front, is that your money has to be yielded to God because it's God's, okay? So, you might feel like, if you feel like your money belongs to you, then when you ask God to provide for you, and you've squandered your money on other things, then you don't feel like you have the right to ask God for an actual need because you've already squandered the money, for example. So, and furthermore, I wanted to say about back when I was single, I worked as a teacher, and I saved all of my money as much as I could, and I lived on almost nothing. So what I did was I was saving $10,000 for my wedding day, for my marriage, not for the wedding itself, but for the marriage. And so as a teacher, I went ahead and suffered. I rationed food. I saved every single penny, and so I hurt to get that money. Now, money like that, if God had prompted me to give to somebody, God never prompted me to give to anybody. And the reason why is because I was not open to giving to others because that money was suffering money. Okay, so if you're a hoarder, and I'll talk about that a little bit later, but if you are a hoarder and you like to scrape all of your money together and go ahead and suffer and cause your family to suffer by having it be way too cold, for example, in the winter and everyone's shivering, and you have the money to keep your family warm, but you don't use it. It kind of reminds me of Scrooge, Ebenezer Scrooge in the Dickens story, basically where he was rich, but he lived like he didn't warm up his workplace, and people had to suffer around him, even though he had plenty. And it also reminds me of the parable where Jesus said that about a man who had put all of his money aside, and he had provided well for himself and for his future. And he says, "Soul, now I can live comfortably now that I have my granaries and everything." And Jesus says, "You fool, your soul will be required of you tonight." And then who will get your stuff? Somebody who hasn't worked for it, and who will probably squander it. So here you have been so careful to hoard up and scrape together everything for yourself, and you consider it yours, all yours, and then you kind of grip it real hard with your claws, and you think it's yours. Now, okay, so I'm saying that I was like this, and I didn't know. Okay, I love the Lord with all my heart. I had no idea that I wasn't a giver back then when I was single. So I was saving money and stuff, and I actually became bitter against my husband earlier in our marriage because of the money that I suffered to get seemed to be squandered so quickly. And so I became bitter, and I talk about how to overcome bitterness in a different audio. It's called Don't Fight Over Finances. It's in my, on my website, SusanEvans.org, in my e-store. But anyway, but how to overcome bitterness after you you're angry at your spouse for spending money on things that you wouldn't spend money on and things like that. So so basically what I'm saying is that God has all of your needs. He knows all of your needs, okay? And he gives you breath and life. And if you've ever gone without sleep, you know how you can't function. Like, I've gone up to 4 days with no sleep whatsoever. And anybody, 100% of the people on the face of the earth, if God takes away their sleep, they go insane, okay? So you cannot function. If you drive a car, it's worse than being drunk. You can't function. Your brain does not function any longer. So you cannot make money if you don't have sleep. And sleep is one of those things that God gives. If God takes it away, then, you know, you're doomed. Also, health is another thing that God gives or can take away at will. And so God provides. And so if you have money, that means that God has given you breath and life. God has given you sleep. God has given you health. God has done all these things. And so God has enabled you to do that, to work hard and whatever. So 100% of your money belongs to God, okay? I'm not talking about tithing or anything like that. Some people believe in it, some people don't. I do more than tithing. I give according to what God puts on my heart. So earlier this year, God prompted me to support another missionary at $100 a month. And we did not have the money, but I'm certain that God put that on my heart and that I was going to walk in disobedience if I didn't. And so we went ahead and supported a third missionary as well as giving to our church. So I'm saying tithing is just one of those things that's a ballpark figure to show you that you're not supposed to just give $1 to God or something, that it's supposed to be a substantial amount for God's work to be furthered in the world, you know, his word to be taken to people that don't know him and things like that. So anyways, okay, so let me go to Matthew 6. I want to read this passage, and then I want to show you how in my life God has provided and how God changed my heart to understand that all of our money belongs to God. And once you've released your money to God completely with 100% of your being, God will provide every single need that you have. And he does, okay? And I bear testimony to this, that it is true. And the more that he answers specific prayer requests for provision, the more he will build your faith over time, and the more he'll answer you in the future. So it builds on itself. It kind of fuels on itself. Okay, Matthew 6, 25. For this reason I say to you, do not be anxious for your life as to what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor for your body as to what you shall put on. Is not life more than food, and the body than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single cubit to his lifespan? And why are you anxious about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory did not clothe himself like one of these. But if God so arrays the grass of the field, which is alive today, and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will he not much more do so for you, O men of little faith? Do not be anxious then, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or with what shall we clothe ourselves? For all these things the Gentiles eagerly seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore do not be anxious for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Okay, here we can see that God says that he will provide our needs, okay? That is in Philippians 4:19, and may God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So God says that he will supply our needs. And so do we take him at his word? Is God a liar? No, God is not a liar. So he will supply our needs. He knows what our needs are. And if we consult God as to what we should do with our money, God will provide. And all the way across my life, early on in my marriage, we had opposite views of money, and I was putting my husband through school on a teacher's salary, and that was very low, and so we could barely, we didn't make ends meet. We went further and further into debt. At some point about 4 years ago, almost 5 years ago, we were almost going bankrupt. And what happened was God saved us at the last minute through a home equity loan, so that we could pay off all of our credit cards and stuff like that. But back then, in the middle of all this tumult, where I felt like I was choking, gasping for air, God gave me a supernatural peace in the middle of the tumult, okay? It's like the eye in the center of the hurricane. God showed me that, and I had complete peace. And it didn't matter if I was going to go bankrupt or not. I had complete peace. I had joy, and I was completely tranquil. Even if I had to live in a cardboard box with my husband and four children, then I would live in a cardboard box. And if God wanted me to starve, then I would starve well to the glory of God. So I didn't care anymore. I mean, all the stuff that we have, that we see, everything that you can touch, all that junk is going to be burned up for eternity. None of it matters. None of it matters. Okay. So, stuff, I mean, who cares? Really, if your heart is set on stuff, like what you can acquire, like you're yearning after all this junk, like a new dress or boots or whatever, and you're yearning after junk things, that's not putting your heart where the eternal things are. If you seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, all these things will be added to you. And that is the truth. So like, for example, I wanted to teach my young children the word of God when they were babies and toddlers, and I wanted to use a flannel graph. And so I asked God for a flannel graph, and the same day that I asked God, he granted me a flannel graph at a yard sale. I mean, who sells a flannel graph at a yard sale? Okay, flannel graphs are like, used by churches and stuff like that. So it was just an oddball thing, and over and over and over, my whole marriage, the first 10 years of my marriage that we were, we had no money whatsoever, God provided every single thing that I asked. I don't remember a single thing I asked for him specifically, like a pajama size 4 or a slide projector for a certain thing I needed or whatever. I asked specific things. The very day I asked, he provided them. And so God can hear you. He knows exactly what you need. And if you seek first his kingdom and your money belongs to him with 100% of your being, he can provide any little thing that you need. And when I'm talking about needs, it's like what God calls you to do. For example, he called me to do Cub Scouts, to work really super hard for no pay with rowdy boys. I had no desire to do that whatsoever, and God transformed and changed my heart. And then he provided supernaturally for every little thing I asked for. I asked for like 8 terrariums that were plastic terrariums, and then God granted them that same day. My Bible study leader, his wife, was collecting these big jars, and she didn't know why, and there were exactly 8, and just things like that. Just God has provided precisely, exactly, exactly what I was asking for. So as far as provision, God does provide very specifically if you are 100% open with your money to God, okay? So that's the key, okay? So I started by saying that this is the key, is that your money belongs to God, okay? 100% of it belongs to God. So before making any purchases, ask the Lord if that's how he would have you spend your money. And God is rich, okay? God gave me back my honeymoon. And for those of you who have heard my audio and my testimony, my rape testimony, how God gave me back my honeymoon from the rapist with my husband, he gave me this luxurious vacation with my husband a few years ago. And it was fabulous. We had no money right before. God provided with a check that came in the mail out of nowhere. God provided every single detail. And that audio is free. It's on my website, on my blog, under marriage. What is it called? A Getaway with Your Husband is what it's called. So in SusanEvans.org under Faith Made Real. It should be under marriage, and you can find it there, A Getaway with Your Husband. But God is so good. He lavishes, like, luxuries on me. So it's not just that he gives me the bare minimum of what I need, and then I have to live a miserable life and have to give all my money to missions. That's not how it is, although it is kind of how it is, but not in a, that's not how I feel about it, you know? That's not how I feel about it at all. It's like I love being involved in giving to others. And I love it now that we're out of debt. I love it. We barely make ends meet each month. And so, but I like it. I like it that we're not rich. I don't want to be rich. You know? I don't. Because in scripture, Jesus says that it is harder for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. And the reason why is that when your life is cushy, you don't need God, and therefore you don't lean into God, and therefore God does not fill you. Okay? So you will have more of his spirit if you lean heavily into God. Now, that's not always the case. Sometimes there are people that have a lot of money and they walk by the Spirit greatly and they give a lot and everything too. Okay, that is the case as well. However, here in our in the United States, we live in luxury and in self-indulgence. As the book of James says, we are used to luxury and self-indulgence, and we think that we have a right to indulge ourselves in all television, movies, advertisements. Everywhere that you go says that you deserve to pamper yourself and shower blessings on yourself, buy tons of stuff for yourself, plunging yourself into debt, and you can do all that and whatever. But that's not how God would have us live. We're rebuked to not walk in luxury and in self-indulgence, but in the ways of God. So, but God provides, okay? Okay, so like in my homeschool business that I have, that I'm a speaker at homeschool conferences and stuff, and I do audios and videos and things like that. God wanted me to start a membership site, and it was called the Unit Study Treasure Vault. Okay, so God gave me tons of joy. I knew I was right in the center of the will of God. I mean, I felt a spiritual peace and fulfillment, like that's what God wanted me to do. So I started that. And as I was filming, so I film like, you know, 3 to 5 unit studies or whatever and put them in every month into the Unit Study Treasure Vault. It has all these thousands of pages and tons of cool stuff for homeschoolers. Well, when I went to record the Pond Unit Study, God provided supernaturally by changing the weather. Okay. It was stormy and dark, and the wind was high, and I was trying to record and then I realized that my batteries were dead and we had to re-record the whole thing. So it was like half an hour and we had to re-record the whole half an hour and I was tired. And I'm like, Lord, you're the one that wanted me to do this. Why? Why did you call me to do this? And then, you know, and I mean, you can change the weather. You can do whatever you want, you know. And I turned around and I went into my car and I changed the batteries on my mic. And then I turned around and the sky was blue. The sun was shining brightly. It was gorgeous. Like it was impossible because it was just stormy, dark, miserable. And then it was clear and the sun was shining and it was gorgeous. So it was the opposite weather. And then I recorded it. It was fabulous. So I'm saying God can change the weather. I mean, I'm talking about provision in every way. You have the God of the universe providing for you, but in the way that he wants you to walk. Okay, so like whatever your spiritual giftings are, okay, if you walk in them, if you're yielding yourself to God, and that includes your money, but everything, if you yield who you are, if you yield yourself to God, he will fulfill you and give you joy in your spiritual talents and abilities. And so like with the Cub Scouts, he provided everything I needed because he called me to do that, for 2 years. And then with the Unit Study Treasure Vault, he's called me to do that for the rest of my life, because it's a membership site. So it's ongoing. And so I knew that God would provide. I knew it. And God has cleared my head. Sometimes I was foggy and I needed to do filming and suddenly it would clear and God would just, through the power of his spirit, enable me to do it. And it's just, I've gotten so much joy from it. Okay. So what God calls you to do specifically, and no matter what you are doing, make sure that you obey God for what God has called you to do. Okay. So this past January, God called me into women's ministry and that was a new thing. And so God empowered me to do that. And then I taught this prayer Bible study in my home this fall. And it was so powerful. And God provided everything that I needed, the energy that I needed. I'm like, Lord, you know, I don't have the energy to do this extra thing. Please, Lord. I don't know what to cross out of my life to make space for this. But Lord, I know you're calling me to do this, and so I will do it. And then God gave me the strength. It was phenomenal. It was wonderful. I felt the presence of the Holy Spirit each of the times that the women came to my home, and I was able to teach, and I felt so much joy. So there's joy in the fulfillment of God's calling for you. And this includes you yielding your life to him, and then he will provide. This is what I'm saying. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. This is the closing verses of, you know, the sowing and reaping and all this, about not worrying about what will happen to you or whatever. So God is great. I mean, all over the course of my whole time homeschooling, for example, when we had no money for curriculum, I would get on my face before God. I would ask God to provide specific things. And then I would go to a used curriculum cell and God would lead me to the exact things that I had prayed for. And instead of being $100, it was like $3 or something ridiculous. And God had that person mark that thing so low. Because God knew that I needed it and I had no money, okay? And so, and other times God has supernaturally provided for me to buy something new, you know, like math or whatever, or any curriculum. God can and does provide for you to buy new curriculum all the time. He can and he will and he does. So it's whatever God puts in your heart. If you yield yourself to God, including finances, God will provide all your needs. And let me tell you, it's not just needs. He gives me all my needs and wants because my wants are what God wants me to have. It's like, I wanted a flannelgraph to teach my kids the word of God. I wanted terrariums for the boys that I was teaching in Cub Scouts. I wanted the weather to be sunny, because the following day I needed to put those videos into the Unit Study Treasure Vault. Like, those are things that God called me to do. God wanted me to do those things. And that was the method that I was seeking the Lord to fulfill what he called me to do. So of course he provides. Of course he will provide for that. So, a lot of people say I have a lot of faith, but actually it all started with nothing. And then, it all started with not having enough money, actually. So that's where it starts. And then if you yield your money to God as to what he would have you do with it, rather than just doing whatever you feel like, actually consulting him, then God provides. And God has provided for me to go on a fancy date with my husband. And that just, you know, I sold something from my house. And then we got, so many things as far as marriage that are lavish and fabulous and luxurious that God supernaturally provided for, that I have mentioned in other audios, in marriage audios, that God just receives all the glory, because he is a lavish God. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. He owns the universe. Okay. God owns the universe. He owns you. Whether you know it or not, he owns everything. And, so God provides, for everything that you need. God is my portion. He is my inheritance. And I can have him now. See, our Lord is our portion. God has given us his inheritance as his children, and that is God himself. Okay, he pours his spirit into us, and that is all we need. Okay, and when he puts on our hearts what he wants us to do, and our desire and God's desire are one, he will grant whatever that we ask for. And that is how we have power in prayer, is that we yield our will to God and want what God wants. Okay. So when that happens and your hearts become one, then, I mean, I've asked for such specific things. Oh my goodness. Like that frame for that poster in my daughter's room that I've mentioned before, and it cost $6 at Goodwill, and it was gorgeous. It would cost way more than $100 at a real store, but I found it for $6. But I needed that $6 for food, to buy food, and so I asked the Lord. I said, Lord, can I have this frame? And I felt a distinct yes, and so I went ahead and bought it. And then I went to the grocery store, and the parking lot was empty. It only had like two or three cars, probably the employees, because it was like mid-morning. And on the ground, I saw folded up on the ground in the parking lot, exactly $6, the amount that I had spent on the frame. So God was giving me back the exact amount. Okay, no money could be on the ground. Or $10 on the ground, or some other, no, it's a specific amount that I just spent on the frame when I asked the Lord, may I have this? And he said, yes. Okay. So what I'm saying, you don't have to, I mean, okay, if you're yielded to God, then he lavishes on you. So if you have a huge amount of debt, I would not just spend money whenever I feel like it. I would ask God, God, do you want me to have this cup of coffee or not? If not, I can make it at home. I don't have to be bratty to have all the best when I'm in debt to choke ourselves and our families. I don't have to do that. But you might ask God, and God might say yes, and then you get that luxurious cup of coffee or whatever. It's not sin if you have the money for it. If you don't have the money for it, it is sin, because it's, you covet something that is not yours and that you don't rightfully possess, and then you harm your family. So, yeah, I know, that's harsh, isn't it? But and that's how we need to make sure that we are yielding our money to the Lord with what he would have us do. And then he lavishes us and gives us everything we could need or want. And that is the truth. So this is my testimony on prayer and provision. I hope you have enjoyed this audio.